Starting the second half, Scott City would kick off to Concordia. The Beavers would have a 14-0 lead over the Panthers. Concordia would have a nice return. They would start at their own 32-yard line. That would be their best starting field position of the night at the time. But it would be kind of the same tune here. Another three and out here for the Panthers. This time, Scott City would get into the backfield yet once again for the second or third time of the night.
Third and nine, first minute of the second half, 14-0 Scott City. Concordia 0 for 4 on third downs tonight with a three-receiver set play fake here. Now a late blitz and under pressure and going down. And that time, Vandergriff in there along with Eli Amack with the sack back at the 25-yard line. That is a loss of 8 on the play and a 3-and-out here for the Panthers to begin the third quarter.
It would be the 5th 3-and-out of the night for Concordia, and they would punt the ball with 10:02 to go third quarter. Scott City would take over at their own 39-yard line with the 14-0 lead. The Beavers have moved the ball nicely down the field. They would get it to the Panther 39, setting up a fourth down, but it would be a turnover on downs for the Beavers.
One in the backfield is Cale Goodman. Trips formation, or to the right side of the formation, one to the left. Gooden with 5 to snap it. He will down the line. Oh, a low throw and incomplete. Wasn't a good throw on fourth down. Trying to get it to Hunter Yeager. Underthrew it, and it's a turnover on downs.
Yeah, threw it right into the dirt out there.
I was going to say, turns the ball over and downs at their own 39-yard line with 7:56 to go third quarter. Concordia would actually gain 7 yards through first three downs to their own 46. And facing a fourth down and 3 at their own 46, you're down 14-0. Haven't had a first down yet in the game. Why not go for it? But Scott City's defense would get back into the backfield yet once again.
Empty backfield, 5 receivers set, 4th and 3. Trost all kinds of time. Back to pass. Now we'll tuck it up. Now we'll roll to his right. And he's going to be brought down at the 41.
Good play.
A loss of 5 on fourth down. And it's a turnover on downs. It is Eli Amack bear crawling for the sack.
Scott said he would take over an excellent field position at the Concordia 41 with 6:25 to go third quarter. Still 14-0. The Beavers would have a good drive going. They would get down inside the 10-yard line, but on the 10th play of the drive, at about a 4.5-minute drive for the Beavers, it would come to an end because of some miscommunication at the Panther 8-yard line.
Under 2 to go third quarter. Scott City has about 10 to snap it as they walk up to line. Jace Thomas, the wing to the left. Goodman and also Yeager in the backfield. It'll be a toss. Oh, it's a fumble, and Concordia falls on it at the 8-yard line. It didn't look like Scott City was anticipating the toss, and the Beavers will turn it over on downs here with 1:43 to go third quarter.
Panthers would take over at their own 8-yard line, 1st and 10, trailing Scott City 14-0 with 1:43 to go third quarter. And you have to be thinking that, you know, Scott City's controlled this game, but the door is still left ajar for Concordia to get back into the game. But the Panthers, on their first play of the next series, would record their first down of the ball game.
The Beavers need to forget about it and play some good
That's
defense
right.
again at the 8-yard line. Handoff. This is right side. This is for Kean Miller. He has a near a first down to the 18-yard line. Has a nice gain right side of about 10 yards. It's going to be right at the first down sticks, it looks like. And it is. That is their first down of the night.
It truly showed how dominant Scott City's defense was throughout the night. That was the first down. It came at the 1:36 mark of the third quarter for Concordia at their own 18, and they barely got the first down. It was also their longest running play of the night, and it would bring up a big play on the first play of the fourth quarter, a fourth down for Concordia. They would go for it at their own 26-yard line, and we'll pick up with that play in the first play of our fourth quarter. On our next segment, Scott City leading 14-0, no scoring in the third quarter, but the next quarter coming up here next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.